At Ave Maria University, there's no whispering about religious undertones. The founder of this university, Domino's pizza billionaire Tom Manahan, is very public about the school's Catholic roots. Classes start today at the university's new campus in the Florida town that Mr. Manahan also named Ave Maria. But as Valerie Elker reports, his power and open religiosity make some people nervous.
Mary Jo Klein has her hands full. She's surrounded by her six children, the oldest just turned 13. When Klein isn't busy homeschooling her kids, she's packing to move to the town of Ave Maria.
We're packing up all of our many books, and then we've started to pack up our kitchen. We're trying to pack up any non-essentials.
The Klein's Naples home is decorated with religious art. There's a statue of the Virgin Mary, a mosaic, a crucifix. Mary Jo Klein says she's moving to Ave Maria to experience the cultural benefits of living by a Catholic university in a town she believes will have traditional values.
No one can guarantee that because we don't know who our neighbors are, but I'm hoping that'll be a place where neighbors care about neighbors. And I don't know who my neighbors will be, but I'm thinking that people who move there will have some of those same ideas. And just basic things like people respecting each other, neighbors helping neighbors, people being kind and courteous to each other.
So far, just a few families have moved into the 5,000-acre town. There are plans to build 11,000 homes. Project manager Donald Schrotenbohr showed off the European-style themed development during a recent tour.
There's a lot of ins and outs and awnings and balconies, and there's different shades of color in addition to different types of roof structure, all to give it an appearance that it's been built over a period of time.
At the center of town is a 100-foot oratory topped by a cross that's visible for 4 miles. Street names include Assisi and Annunciation. Founder Tom Manahan owns a condominium where he'll have a clear view of what his work and vision have accomplished.
I feel I'm doing this for the greater glory of God, not for myself. And I think it's a very important contribution there could be to the church and the society. So I feel good about that.
Ave Maria University has operated out of a temporary site in Naples since 2003. The new campus is state-of-the-art and has chapels in every dorm, the student union, and the library. Tom Manahan is bankrolling the campus. Investors are collaborating on the town, which they say will operate independent of the university. But Manahan drew fire a few years ago when he said the town would adhere to Catholic doctrine and that contraceptives and pornography would be banned. He since backed off.
We prefer not to have that, but we're not going to break the law.
But not everyone is convinced. One group that had planned to build a health clinic that would have provided services to both the town and the university walked away from the project after concerns about contraceptives and whether abortions could be performed. The American Civil Liberties Union is watching closely. It recently opened an office near the school. Florida ACLU Executive Director Howard Simon says Manahan has the right to build a development and bring in like-minded people, but his rights stop there.
If he thinks that he can impose religious law on a community and essentially have governmental power turned over to religious leaders, that's what is going to trigger legal and constitutional problems in that community.
About 600 students are enrolled for Ave Maria University's opening semester. Several hundred families are also moving into the new town soon. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Alker in Fort Myers, Florida.